Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Ed. Abe stayed over for a couple minutes, and Steve Jordahl walked across the street to be with us.
Yeah, he did.
We're honored. He did. You're talking in third person now?
Yes, Steve is honored to be here.
Who used to do that on a comedy skit or something like that, talking the third person?
I don't know. It's kind of funny when you...
No, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole?
Bob Dole did that?
You remember
when former, he did his
former
comedy
Senate
skits?
Majority Leader. No, it was Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole, but the...
You're right.
It was at a debate. He would do this at a debate with whoever he was, Bush or whoever that back then. But he would, Bob Dole wouldn't do that. Bob Dole says so and so. Well, you talk to Bob Dole and see, and it's Bob Dole talking. You know what I'm saying? It became a running joke that Senator Dole would all refer to himself in third person. Before we let you go, you know, Ed and I have. We have a credible show here, and you know.
Sometimes it's incredible.
It is, and we have reputations. And you just threw something out there before the break that needs explaining or defending.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, I said that I know the president refers to the Russian collusion investigation as
a witch hunt.
A witch hunt, and I don't.
With no witch.
With no witch, but I don't think it's a witch hunt. Okay. I think it is. It was a promulgated effort to cover up the coup attempt to overturn the will of the American people. And they used the cover of a formalized investigation. I mean, for example, you saw from the Mueller testimony that he clearly wasn't even running the investigation. So why then would you need to include Mueller? I think he was invited to be the figurehead to try to give it some modicum of credibility when all along it was just a Clinton's attack dog, Weissman, running the whole show to begin with. I mean, you have the evidence that came out that the FBI had internal communications where they all recognized that Christopher Steele was unreliable. They among themselves said, this guy is a liar. We can't trust him. He's faking a $2 bill. Yet they all signed their names to a FISA warrant based solely on his testimony. I mean, that's not what straight up and down law enforcement personnel does. When you consider each of the particular facts, how you had the DNI coordinating with Comey to get this information in front of Trump just so they can leak it to the media, to tell the media, hey, Trump saw this, so they can report on it. When you start putting together the various portions of it, it comes out that – and when you think about it in those terms, it should be frightening, frankly, because I for the longest did not want to believe this was happening in my America. But
the way that Comey set up General Flynn –
I mean, that's despicable.
I know.
That is absolutely despicable.
And the fact that the information that wound up in the Steele dossier came from Russia.
Right.
So the accusation
paid
that
for
it was,
by the Clinton campaign.
So the accusation that it was Trump colluding with the Russians was actually a cover for the fact that Clinton was colluding with the Russians.
And how do you describe that as anything other than a coup effort?
Yeah, and let me tell you one other thing. This is related to, but it's an aside, but it makes you to further. Bill Clinton, it was documented, the former president, was paid $500,000.
That's right.
To go speak in Russia. This is a few years back.
Yeah. It was shortly before Hillary declared for the presidency in 2016.
Don't. The fact that the Clintons would have anything to say about Russia.
Right.
Huh? And President Trump. And President Trump knew he was innocent all along. And Steve, we do have you here for a very important reason. But I said several times over the last couple of years about this. And I mean this as a, well, I'm just going to say it. President Trump and his campaign were not smart enough to collude with the Russians to change the American election. Okay? And maybe smart enough is not the right way.
You mean politically, politically sophisticated.
I should say sophisticated enough, not smart enough. They're smart people, obviously, but they strategized a winning election campaign. So I'm not saying that, and I'm not putting President Trump down in that respect. Sophisticated is the right word to use. They weren't sophisticated enough to collude with the Russians to change the election results.
I don't think President Trump would do that. I think he genuinely loves America.
I don't either. But it's just all right. Abe, thanks so much, my brother. This afternoon, Abraham Hamilton will host his own program at 5:05 Central Time.
Don't forget to include some passion this time.
We need the passion meter to go up. Hey,
I'll try.
It can't put people to sleep.
I'll work very
hard. Going home from work in the afternoon, they need some energy. Good morning.
Good morning,
Steve Jordahl.
All that Russian collusion talk from Abe—that's crazy talk. Next thing you're going to tell me is that Neil Armstrong actually walked on the moon.
I don't know.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Did you see where all the beautiful people are gathering in Italy?
I did. Google is sending them there.
Ed, we're going to go to Ed in our Tupelo.
Tupelo Bureau?
Our Tupelo Bureau, and let us tell him what's going on. Ed?
Well, this is called Google Camp, and it is being...
You're being serious. We're not making this up.
No. This is being held in Sicily, Italy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm reading from a Fox News story. Google Camp is hosting the likes of former President Barack Obama, Prince Harry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Katy Perry, and others to discuss, yes, folks, climate change. And what has happened, the three-day event will cost the tech giant, Google, $20 million. But all these big shots, all the beautiful people who are attending, are showing up in 114 private jets and big yachts. Saw a picture of Katy Perry waving as she got a little skiff that came from this big yacht. And this is how they're all flying out there to Sicily to discuss climate change. And if you were to ask them, I guess they would say, well, somebody's got to discuss these kinds of very important events, but don't do as we do as we say.
I'm sure that half of the cost...
Because all the private planes, all the private jets and all the yachts burn a whole lot of fossil fuel, right?
Yes. If the guests took, one estimate said, 114 flights from Los Angeles to Palermo, Sicily, the private jets would reportedly release 100,000 kilograms of CO2.
Wow.
Now, that sounds like a lot. I have no idea, you know, what that amounts to. But
so the world's global warming problem, Katy Perry's on it. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to sleep better tonight.
And Leonardo DiCaprio, I know he does a lot of things.
He is? He's on it, too?
Oh, he's very involved in the climate change.
So we've got Hollywood royalty with DiCaprio. We've got musical royalty with Katy Perry. We've got American royalty with Barack Obama. And then we've got British royalty with Prince Harry.
Now, I could at least understand former President Barack Obama being invited. He was former president of the United States.
That's right.
You know, but Katy Perry? Come on, really?
This is just what this is. It's sponsored by...
It's a $20 million
Google
party.
It's a $20 million. You look fabulous, darling. So do you.
Rooms with the place Sicily's Verdura Resort. Rooms reportedly start at $903 a night in the luxurious vacation spot. My wife Diana and I, we stayed there last year.
Yeah.
Why didn't
$900 a night?
Yeah, it just
starts at.
This is,
you were there
this,
for 10 minutes.
And it still cost me more money than I could afford.
Oh, by the way, if Katy Perry wasn't enough, star power there attending this global warming, it's called Google Camp. They're going to discuss issues affecting the planet, I guess, including global warming or what they would call climate change. But just
Legolas was there, Orlando Bloom. From Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Stella McCartney. I don't know who she is.
That's Paul McCartney's daughter.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper.
Cooper's there.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas is there.
Yeah.
Somebody named Priyanka
Chopra.
Chopra, an actress.
Deepak. Probably a relation to Deepak.
Plus
Deepak, the famous rapper. Deepak. No. Deepak.
I thought Deepak no. is what you did when you, when you when
Deepak Chopra. Deepak.
Don't you Deepak when you go into
yes,
the chemical dependency?
Yes, you Deepak.
Okay. And Gail King, she was
Facebook
she,
founder Mark Zuckerberg. Listen, yeah. This is just the world's beautiful people. That's what this is.
It is.
The world's beautiful people, not the rest of us.
Their after dinner entertainment's going to be Elton John.
Nice.
Sting.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I want to go.
Yes. Oh, well, you got to become beautiful.
Katy Perry, who starred in UNICEF videos about combating climate change, was reportedly spotted in a Maserati SUV that only gets an estimated 15 miles per gallon.
Bunch of hypocrite. They really are a bunch this of hypocrite. Is, don't talk to us. You can talk about to the world about other things, but please, people, do not lecture the rest of the world on climate change,
right?
Or global warming and the need to end fossil fuels.
Because you don't really believe it. I don't think you really believe it if
they
you're
don't.
Doing
it's
this.
It's just a popular, trendy issue for these far-left celebs.
You sent around this story this morning, and I, a bunch of folks here at AFA, I responded with a meme from Animal Farm by George Orwell. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Right.
Duly and that's noted. What this is.
We need to put that on our Facebook page.
I'll send it to you.
That meme. Go, Steve. Go.
Hey, I wanted to go back a little bit to the debate last night. I did not watch it. It was far more important for me to catch up on my binge watching of Hogan's Heroes, which I've been doing lately.
I can understand that.
Yeah, it's. I know nothing.
that's what the Democrats said last
that's
night.
That's right.
As you teed that one up, I hit that out of the park.
So Donald Trump, by the way, as you might expect, you're going to be shocked by this, but he tweeted out afterwards, I love this, CNN's Don Lemon, the dumbest man on television, insinuated last night while asking a debate, scare quote, question, that I was racist when in fact I am the least racist person in the world. Perhaps someone should explain to Don that he's supposed to be neutral and unbiased, or is he too stupid to understand that? No wonder CNN's ratings and MSNBC's also have gone down the tubes and will stay down there until they bring credibility back to the newsroom. Don't hold your breath.
When did he tweet that? What time?
This would have been last either this morning or last night after the debate. Yeah.
You know what? I'm just wondering if President Trump, who knows? I just think he does some of this stuff just so these people will react in an even more ridiculous way, huh?
He was asked the other day about whether or not he was playing 6D chess with regard to Baltimore and the mayor and everything. Do you have a – is this a
– 6D chess?
Yes, right. It's height, width, distance, sound, light, whatever.
I guess to use – for the president of the United States to use the words dumbest, talking about an individual, and stupid. Who did he call stupid?
Don Lemon.
He did call him stupid?
It says...
read that again.
Don Lemon is the dumbest man on television. He insinuated I was racist. In fact, I'm the least racist person in the world. Perhaps he is too dumb or stupid to understand that.
I don't like that. I don't like that, but I'm not, but you know, hey, you know, President Trump's the one being attacked, so he's just retaliating.
So I wanted to have you hear, this was from the Rope Line the other day when someone asked
him if
he was.
Am I too soft, Ed?
No, well.
I wish he wouldn't personally attack some of these folks in ways that, but again, that's him and.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take the good with the bad. I think there's no changing him, there's no altering it, but it's not helpful. I don't think.
You mean to call somebody dumb and stupid?
Yeah, but you're not gonna change him. We can sit here and say
I know.
I wish he wouldn't. It's counterproductive. No. It's not helping him. But he's not gonna change.
But the fighter in him is what people like. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
You're saying take the good with the bad. Go ahead.
I was just going to say someone asked him if he was, you know, his strategy to call out to distract from the Baltimore thing, to distract from something else. This is what he had to say about whether or not he is intentionally strategizing. This is Cut 9.
What are you talking about by political strategy? Are you talking with respect to Elijah Cummings? There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy. All it is I'm pointing out facts. the most unsafe city in the country, in our country, is Baltimore. All of this money goes there, and take a look at it. I don't have to describe it. Take a look at it. So there's no strategy. It's very simple. And Elijah Cummings is in charge of it.
I have no strategy. I'm not thinking about it. I'm just doing it.
It's like John Elway saying, listen, I don't think about it. I just throw the football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go back also. You guys were talking about Marianne Williamson. I want to play you a couple things. Number one, she after the debate, she broke a little young reporter's heart. This is a boy about, he looked like about 10, and he had a reporter's notebook. He was standing there as a junior reporter for something, and you're going to have a hard time hearing this. But he asked the question of the deep question, Ms. Williamson, do you have a pet? Listen to this exchange.
Hi. We met earlier today. Do you have a pet? Do I have a pet? I had a cat, and the cat died.
I had a cat, and the cat died.
Oh, well, but she was just
I know.
Being honest.
Okay, so if
you
we
think
had...
That, you think that broke the kid's heart there?
I might have.
You old softy, you.
I know.
You old softy.
If we have a President Williamson, be careful about the separation of church and state. This is actually Ms. Marianne Williamson at a church service a while back, and this is how she led. This is the responsive prayer. So she says something, people repeat it. I did the first couple repeats, and then I started cutting out the repeats because, just trust me, they repeated. This is what how she led the church in prayer.
As I speak, I'm going to ask the white Americans in the room to please repeat after me. On behalf of myself and on behalf of my country. To you and all African Americans, from the beginning of our nation's history, in honor of your ancestors and on behalf of your children, please hear this from my heart. I apologize. Please forgive us. With this prayer, I acknowledge the depth of the evils that have been perpetrated against Black people in America, from slavery to lynchings, to white supremacist laws, to the denial of voting rights, to all the ways, both large and small, all of them evil, all of them wrong, for all the oppression.
Who's she praying to?
Well, she would think she's praying to God.
I don't. It was like a confession. It not as much as a prayer. She wanted the white people to confess. Okay, so
but she thinks it was a prayer.
Well. It didn't sound like a prayer. She asked people to respond.
She said forgiveness.
On behalf of.
Call something evil.
She said, yeah. In this prayer, we do this and that.
Yeah, I understand. Not, I understand. Yeah. But the point was she wanted white people to confess. Which, okay, so fine. So now we're done, right?
Yeah.
Is that right. It?
That's all. It's all done now.
All right. Now, see, by saying that, I don't want people to think, oh, so you think slavery is okay. No, it was evil. It was despicable. All those things. She was right. But. How often do we need to confess that it was evil and despicable?
How many decades and centuries and
well, I mean, is this it? What she just did? Are we done with that?
Maybe
now?
It was it for that particular congregation.
Yeah,
the congregation. Is that what you call it? What was it?
It was a church.
When was that from?
It was. I don't know if I have the date with me. It was at a.
How do you apologize? You know, when you apologize for people. To people, you're apologizing for something you've done personally, or maybe your family's done.
Well, in the Old Testament, there were a couple examples. I think Daniel and Nehemiah, where they prayed to God and asked on behalf of the nation, God forgive us. I mean, I'm okay with that from a biblical perspective, but if you turn that around. And make it ongoing white guilt in this case with Marianne Williamson.
Right.
Then I'm not sure. I'm not sure where it ends.
What purpose does that serve?
Right. What purpose does it serve? You're going to find. You may find some white whack jobs. You know, half of a percent who think there's nothing wrong with slavery, but I think most white people would say that was absolutely evil, and I'm glad we're done with it.
And by the way, we spilt a considerable amount of blood solving it and
trying to correct it. Yes.
Yeah.
So
very painful chapter in America's history.
Do you think there are white people who think it's okay, was okay to lynch black people?
That was terrifying to live under.
There are some KKK people still around, I guess, but even they wouldn't probably say it's. I don't know. I'm not defending.
I'm just saying, is this it now?
Yeah.
With Marianne Williamson.
No.
Does that cover it?
No, you got to have reparations. On it goes. Quite frankly, and this is not mean to diminish our country's history, and with it is what it is, and we had our civil war over slavery. How long do you go on if you carry around this kind of resentment and because of people's skin color or hatred? One way or another, however it works itself well, it's not productive and it's unhealthy and it doesn't do you any good to have, if you're a racist, one way or another.
Well, it just never ends because all these terrible things did happen. They can't be changed. So what is it that Marianne Williamson's after? At what point will that cease being in our history? Never. So 100 years from now, are we going to still apologize for it? We can still have these kind of public confessions? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't change history. It will always be a part of our history. At what point do you stop saying, can we all agree that was evil? Wish it never happened.
Yep.
Must have been terrifying.
And celebrate the land of opportunity.
And say, let's move forward today. Together.
Freedom, liberty, and the chance to...
make a better life for our children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
One more quote, if I can, real quickly. The latest from the squad, this is squad leader AOC. She was on a morning hip-hop show called the Ebro in the Morning with Ebro Darden. Listen to this.
Well, now you look around the globe and you have multiple corrupt governments working together. You got Israel, you got America, you got Russia, you got the Saudis, right? All working in concert. And I bring up Israel because you've been vocal about Palestine, the occupation, and what needs to go on there.
I think, too, where we're at as a country when it comes to Israel-Palestine is very much a generational issue. The Netanyahu administration is very much like the Trump administration.
Yes.
I don't think that by marginalizing Palestinians, you create safety. I believe that injustice is a threat to the safety of all people, because once you have a group that is marginalized and marginalized and marginalized, once someone doesn't have access to clean water, they have no choice but to riot.
Palestinians have no choice but to riot.
They have clean water.
Well, don't tell that to AOC. Take her away from her whole talking point.
This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Now, the Gaza Strip, okay?
Yes.
I've never been there. I don't. Living conditions there are not good.
She might be mistaking the Gaza Strip with the southern border.
Other parts of Israel where Arabs live. They got clean water, huh? They got roads. They got
she's a radical and she wants revolution. Power to the people, man. That's what she's all about.
Except for the Jews.
Right. Well, and this guy, who the radio host, talking about corrupt governments. Israel's corrupt.
America's corrupt.
China's not, though, right?
China's not. North Korea's not.
Venezuela?
Venezuela's
Cuba?
Not. So these people live in our midst.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Folks, we appreciate you listening to the program today, and we shall see you back here tomorrow.